I'm honored and privileged to be here and so excited. I started crying when I drove up and saw all the cars that represents people here, that we're all excited to serve and praise the Lord first thing on 2018. And I'm so excited. Pastor said, can you testify for 3 to 5 minutes? And I thought, I don't know, I can talk for 60 seconds or 60 minutes. So time me, and because I'm so on fire that I feel like once I get going, it just comes out because I have such a passion for our Father. So I better look at my keynotes. Thank you again for the opportunity to speak. I'm so thankful for pastors who are shepherds, who are actually leading us and guiding us. Not that they always do that, but they always guide us, and they really have a heart for the Lord. I'm thankful that there are pastors who pull out of us what's in there and push us to seek the Lord and push us into His presence, and that's I'm very thankful for that. Praise the Lord, and Happy New Year. I'm trying to focus on the fasting, because that's what we're here about, fasting and prayer and drawing closer to the Lord. Stovall Weens encouraged us that this could be the best year that we've ever had, if it's our best year spiritually, and I believe it. And I believe that for all of us as a church. And we want to focus on God's goodness, greatness, and His glory. Anything I say, it's not about what I've done, but what God has done through me, and maybe that would encourage you. So I hope that I can my passion can spill over, but I also can be a little bit practical. My testimony, you know, we all have chapters in our life, and just jumping till, you know, I'm older and have kids and they're about grown. I spent many years in a chapter I called Hiding and Healing. And I stayed there probably way too long, but God is good and He is faithful and He always walked with me. I was there at His feet. I might not have been following Jesus, but I was sitting with Jesus, always coming to church, always reading His word. And it was hiding and healing, and He's done great works. But 2 years ago, He spoke to me and He said, okay, now it's your new chapter is seeking and speaking. I got so excited. Well, I used to be a teacher, so standing up in front of younger people was okay for me. So I said, oh, good, I'm going to seek His word. I'm going to eat. I'm going to drink. I'm going to learn His word, and then I get to talk about it. But He said, no, you seek me, and I'll speak. Oh, church. To have your Heavenly Father say that He will speak to you. And that's what He's saying to all of us. He calls us to seek Him first. Seek me first and my kingdom and my righteousness. The right way of doing things. Seek Him. And I began to seek Him, you know, praying for people. And He says, stop. I said, seek me. So I wasn't seeking after His things, healing this person, wisdom for this. Our nation needs guidance. He said, seek me. That was a whole new lesson. Know who I am. Open my word and see how I acted, how I reacted, how I responded, how I treated people. Seek me. That was so rich. When we know Him, know how He acts, know how He responds, know how He cleanses us. He changes our mind. It's all renewing of the mind. And then He began to, this is so funny to me, because again, here I am trying to stick to my 3 to 5 minutes. I want to speak. The door He opened was that they let me come up and speak in sign language. So Jesus and I had one of those knee-slapping moments of saying, ha-ha, your speaking does not allow air to pass your vocal cords. So I'm like, okay, Father, it's all about surrender and seeking Him and letting Him do whatever He wants to do. That's what fasting has become to me. It is now, I remember people in my past, they were so excited about tithing. They couldn't wait to tithe, get your first paycheck and tithe. I didn't quite get that. Now I'm going to be one of those people that say, fasting, sure, I'm on board, sure, I'm on board, sure, I'm on board, because it is so cleansing. It's so purifying. You draw close to the Lord when we fast. I've done this 21-day fast now twice. The Lord has led me. It's nothing I've done. I also have in me the desire and the word says, to whom much is given, much is required. So I take that with great responsibility, and I think, Lord, I'm healthy, I'm young, the position I'm in right now, I care for my mother full time, I have time to read and study, and I can give up food, and there's no excuse. I need to do this. I need to press in. There's people who need prayer. There's so much that he can use me for where I am in the season. So I said, I do not want to waste or squander that time. I do not want to grieve the Spirit. I don't want to fill it with things of the world, but things of the Spirit. So praise the Lord. His leading has been so wonderful. And the fasting, and the practical part I want to say is that we don't focus on the no's, what we gave up, the surrender, the abstinence, the fast from something. That's important. Usually the question I've asked is, what has control over me? What do I put before my relationship with God? And that is what I need to fast from. Yes, food, the word fast, I've heard, actually means shut your mouth, you know, cover your mouth, no food, and that is important because we feel hungry then. But there's other things, you know, the media, no news, I don't turn on the TV unless, of course, my mother has it on, and that's my what I need to do. No food, no alcohol, shopping. You know, just don't go there because your mind gets, that's what I, you know, my mind gets on the things of what I might need because the world tells me I need that. I don't need that. What I need is to be at the feet of my Father. And then he, because I'm seeking him, his kingdom and his righteousness, all these things will be added. So I'm not seeking those things. Then what I fill it with, that's what I encourage all of you is what we fill that with, because we're making space for God. So fill it with, and I can't say this louder, the Word, the Word, the Word. He is the Word. He became flesh and he dwelt among us. We put the Word in our mind and in our heart. He is in there. He is the Word. We cannot get enough of the Word. Do you understand? When you are physically hungry and it's going, go to the Word. And we are so blessed. We've been given so many. There's so many ways to get the Word. We open the Bible. We click on our phone. And we have how many? 147 different versions of the Bible or something like that. You know, on your phone, the electronic one, you can read different scriptures. There are preachers that if you believe that they are aligned with the Word and preaching the Word, we can listen to the Word. You know, you can walk, or when you exercise, put your earbuds in and somebody else can read the Word to you. We are so blessed. We have no excuse not to have the Word filling our hearts, and it is actually renewing our mind, and we are becoming more like him. So I cannot say that loud enough. Read it, study, ponder it, meditate, listen to its preaching, worship. Worship, and that's what we're doing this morning. Worship, worship, worship. Sing in your car, make your car a sanctuary. In fact, my daughter gave me this one. She said, Mom, I don't turn on the radio. My car is my sanctuary. Because even sometimes, yes, music and Christian music can bring us into his presence, but sometimes those lyrics are not what this lyric needs to be. This word needs to come out for us. So the worship and prayer, I can't speak enough about prayer, but we're learning more and more about prayer. Our pastors have led us on that, and God has broken some misconceptions about prayer in my mind, about how I'm supposed to be and how it's supposed to sound and what it's supposed to be. No, it's communication with the Lord, and I'm just going to say this, I have learned that he is seeking us. He is seeking those who worship him in spirit and truth. He is looking. You know what? He wants to talk to us. He desires to talk to us. We just have to go turn off all these other voices so we can be tuned in to the shepherd's voice. And when we're tuned, the more we do that, we build the receptors. It's like turning on the Wi-Fi on our phone to pick up the signal, but the only signal I want to pick up is him, so that I can hear what he has to say. So prayer, mind renewal, results. Is my 5 minutes up?
You're on God's time.
Praise the Lord. 50. No one has to go to work today, right? Unless it's a restaurant or a movie theater. No, I want to be respectful, but I hope my passion, I'm so excited what God has done. The results of Isaiah, so when you fast, the fast, some results. Read through that. It's so encouraging. Stick to God's promises. God said this, not what we see in the world, not the circumstances. God's word says this. We have to replace those. There are, after the first time I did the 21 fast, there are distinct things that I can put my finger on. I also wrote, I don't like the word journal, but I like to write. It's like a better communication with me and the Lord. Write down what I think and then what I think he's saying to me. But I heard three distinct things, and one of them was a word. It just was a word. It was projection, and that's a whole testimony in its own. But I let him walk me through that word projection, and it broke a stronghold. I'll tell you, it broke a stronghold. I'm 53 now, and it broke something that my siblings had spoken over me all my life, and that stronghold is broken. And that's what a fast will do. It will break strongholds and set you free. Built more confidence because of that. And then he gave another word, and then my back, I used to wake up with my back hurting all the time, that's gone. That doesn't happen anymore. And just the new discipline. I said, we're going to fast. My husband and I were on board. We're going to fast one day a week, and we would say why and what we were fasting for. And then so the next time it came around and say, you want to do the 21-day fast, we were on board again. The Stovall also talks about agreement, alignment, and assignment. So I feel like the Lord has spoken assignment after each time also. And the Lord speaks to us differently. He might, you might be looking out at the water and a bird comes and he has a word that way for you. There was a word spoken and it was reconciliation. And so I've been pondering that and praying that. And is that for me personally? Yes. Is that for the church? Is that for the body of Christ that we'd be reconciled back to him? The second time, receive rewards was this fire, this passion. I feel like, and I will hush in just a minute. fire shut up in my bones, Jeremiah says. It's like fire shut up in my bones. I'm so in love with him. And so the word at the end, that was revival. And I believe it. I believe we're living in a time where we can see revival like we read about. And I'm going to be the crazy one. Because I believe it, I'm going to get in my closet, and I'm going to keep storming the gates because I believe it. I believe that we are people who can see it. I believe my ancestors have prayed. I believe I've come from a godly line who have prayed and prayed and prayed, and for such a time as this, we are here to usher in. And our kids need to be standing on our spiritual ceiling, and they will do greater. They will see the things happen that we've dreamed about and we've prayed about, that we cannot give up. And our grandchildren, we see no hope in the world, but that's not what God says. Our grandchildren will have what they need for their generation, and it will be revival. I'm going to believe it. You can tell me something different, but I'm not looking at the world. I'm looking at the Word and our Father. And I believe in revival, and it starts here, no matter how long I've been walking with God. I can't remember when I didn't love Jesus. But it starts here in admitting, I need you. It's me that's the problem. Get me out of the way. Get my Christianity ideas and get me in line with you. And he can do amazing things. So it's not about what we're giving up, it's what we're getting when we press into the Lord. I have been awakened and ignited, excited, convicted, empowered, enlightened, renewed, revived, redirected, sensitized, challenged, calmed, slowed, reconciled, rewarded, regenerated. And I have been given confidence in hearing him. I've been given direction, personal words, desire, enthusiasm, drive, hunger, and a fire shut up in my bones. Again, it's not about what we're doing, but about who he is. So fasting is surrender. And I pray for all of you the prayer that Stovall Weens has in the book on page 133. My prayer for you over the next 21 days is that your passion for God and his word will be ignited, and that you will develop a hunger for his presence that is greater than ever before.